Adacho is a coded phrase that means those things that are awesome, great, or very beautiful. Since each day is given to us by the Creator to experience life, we should be seeking to find the Adacho in each day. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Adacho podcast. This is our 9th podcast episode, and it is titled Anger. My name is Raymond Kidd, and I am the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization called New Hope Rising, Inc., or NHR for short. NHR's mission is empowering youth to realize phenomenal potential. Currently, aside from this podcast, we are on a variety of platforms, such as our webpage, and the social media platforms of Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Please stop by any one of those and check us out. While you're there, I'd ask that you like, subscribe, and follow. Also, if you like us, it would be really cool if you'd help us out by recommending us to others. So the topic for this month is anger. As I've stated in the opening of the blog, I decided to do this month's blog topic on the issue of anger because of its prevalence in our society. It truly is a matter that we have to deal with daily in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's in the form of frustration that something in our life isn't working as we believe it is designed or supposed to, or it takes on a greater level of intensity, such as someone either not speaking to us or treating us the way that we feel or believe that they should, which leaves us offended, or there is a greater level of injustice that has been done to us that makes us or someone we deeply care about feel as though they're being victimized. The bottom line is that no one is immune to the secondary emotion that we know is anger. In the blog, I address 3 points, which are as follows. First, the definition, both the standard and the psychological. Second, I addressed its purpose and the application as it relates to physical, physiological, psychological, and the spiritual. And third, I addressed in a biblical context what God's position is regarding the matter. If you haven't checked out the blog, I would recommend doing so, for as with all of the blogs, there'll be things addressed there that aren't covered here. But as always, these podcasts and the blogs are meant to complement each other. For this podcast, I'm simply doing a deeper dig into this subject. So in the blog, I identify that anger is a response to an antagonism, or in other words, something or someone that stands in opposition of our position or our perspective. In life, whether we like it or not, this will happen, period. But what each and every one of us can do is learn how to respond to those things that cause us to become angry. The psychological term for this is triggers. Sometimes triggers are words or mannerisms, such as a look or a gesture. But did you know that they can also be contributing factors like heat, cold, time, and even hunger? I mean, we've all heard of being hangry, right? Heat and cold in extremes cause physiological responses in our bodies in the form of chemical and/or hormonal releases, which relates to our basic survival skills. And as for time, I'm sure most, if not all of us, have had some experience where something has put us under a deadline stress. Now, for example, I know myself personally that I'm easily aggravated if I've been out working in the heat, and things that wouldn't normally bother me become an issue. So I ask, whose issue is it? If, after all, I come in from mowing the grass and it's over 100 degrees outside, and my wife says to me, "Hey, I need your help taking care of the dog." Should I get an attitude because she made this statement? Was she wrong for making the statement, asking for help? In both cases, we should be able to clearly see the answer as being no. But I know that in the past, I've gotten angry over simple things like this because I would assume that there was something meant by, that question or that statement. In other words, it had to be done as soon as I walked in the house and it couldn't wait. Or maybe it was that I assumed that there was some other underlying issue or point to the comment. regardless, it's my issue. Most of the time, and especially when we allow it to get the best of us, anger is not a good thing. However, I will tell you that there are times when anger can actually be beneficial. The Greek philosopher Plato once stated that necessity is the mother of invention. And though that bears true, I venture to say that anger has spurred a few inventions of its own. Though I can't prove these, I would say that frustration, needing something that was better or faster, played a role in the invention of things such as the flashlight, generator, microwave, computer, thumb drive, and the electric car, as well as the development of certain social service agencies that are focused on trying to provide a solution to a societal issue or concern. Anger has many underlying reasons, some of which include fear, worry, insecurity, helplessness, nervousness, embarrassment and shame, disrespect, being or feeling as if you're being attacked, and hurt. If we were to picture the issue of anger, it is much like an iceberg, wherein there is much more to it that is under the surface than what we see on the top. This is where that saying, "that's just the tip of the iceberg," came from. Now, I know most, if not all of you, have heard of the ship named Titanic. And I would say that most, if not all, know that the ship sank on its very first voyage after colliding with an iceberg. Now, it wasn't what was on top of the water that the ship's crew members seen that sank it, but rather what couldn't be seen under the surface of the water that did all the damage and inevitably sank the ship. A ship that the builder claimed was unsinkable, as was identified in the History Channel's documentary. In all of our podcasts, I have shared the GROUNDED acronym, which I introduced in the third chapter of my book, The Young Person Survival Manual, How to Survive in Today's Ever-Changing World. For those who follow our blogs and this podcast, I know that you're already quite familiar with this acronym, so I'm not going to go in full detail of it here. But what I do want to do for this podcast is address the letters O and U, or those aspects. For those of you who are, you know, this is your first time listening, I would encourage you to take the time to go to any one of the blogs on the NHR website, which is at www.newhoperising.org, so that you can get the full understanding of being grounded. The blogs are under the Hot News tab. If you do this, I assure you that it will be well worth the seed of time that you will be sowing. The letter O in the GROUNDED acronym represents being observant. With regards to anger, we as the individual need to be observant for those things that trigger us. We also need to be aware and exercise this skill so that we can be both responsible and proactive in our response. The scriptures state that a gentle, or soft, calm answer turns away anger, and that's in Psalms 15:1. The letter U in the GROUNDED acronym represents understanding. Regarding anger, if we take the time to first be observant to what is going on, to that which is fueling our anger, and to take the time to slow down to understand it in better context, it may in fact allow us to take the time to be responsible in our action, to calm down and walk away. Here's a couple of scriptures on what God has to say on the matter of understanding as it relates to dealing with anger. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly, or in other words, foolishness. And that's from Proverbs 14, verse 29. The Apostle Paul, in speaking about the matter of spiritual warfare, which was identified through God's Holy Spirit, stated, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And that's 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. In my time of working with those who were incarcerated and who had anger issues, I know that this has been something that many of them have stated that they wished that they would have done, as it could have prevented them from doing something stupid that led either fully or in part to them being locked up. Now, since the whole purpose of this podcast, as well as the blogs, is to bring truth so that we are able to find the adachoa in each day that the Creator gives us, I choose to share the truth that comes directly from the Creator and by His Word. As I have shared in the past few podcasts, this world has its own way of looking at things, and often because of its sinful position, they are often contrary to God's will. But God wants you to know that He does love you, and He wants you to live in truth, to be free from the condemnation that sin brings. He also wants everyone to come to everlasting life through His Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't be fooled in believing that He is just another way, but understand and know that He is the only way. God desires to be in relationship with you, but that relationship is only established through His Son, Jesus. Now, to have this relationship requires three simple steps, and as I've said this before, they are honestly as easy as ABC. First is the letter A, ask. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Second is B, believe. Believe not merely mentally, in other words, in your thought, but believe it in your heart that He is the Son of God and that He was crucified on the cross for your sins, was buried, but on the third day rose from the grave and now sits at the right hand of God. And finally, C, confess. Confess that you need Him as your Savior and that you want Him to be the Lord of your life. If you have done this in your heart and you professed it with your mouth, then congratulations, you are in fact saved. Your name is now and forevermore written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are now in the family of God, and as scriptures say, the angels in heaven are rejoicing because of your decision. And I too rejoice along with that because of the fact that you are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I know that you've made a life-changing decision. Now what you need to do is work on the development and the deepening of your relationship with God until the time of our reunion with Him, which is going to be very, very soon. I assure you of that. To do this, I strongly recommend starting with the reading of the book of John and also get connected with a strong Bible-based church and those believers who operate in the full gospel of Christ. In closing out this podcast, as I have stated with past podcasts, I believe that there is a purpose for them. Even if they impact only one person, they are significant. Maybe not in the eyes of the world, but assuredly in His. And ultimately, He is the one that I seek to please. I want to remind you about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Anyone can acquire knowledge if they so desire to, as it comes from various sources, especially today with us living in what is known as the information age. But wisdom, on the other hand, requires more. It requires diligence and the application of that specific knowledge so that it actually accomplishes what it was meant to do or what its purpose is. With the wisdom of God comes the understanding of what He said, which is one of our foundational verses. And that is, I know the plan that I have for you, a plan of a hope and a future, a plan of good and not evil, Jeremiah 29:11. With that, let me say this. First of all, I appreciate your time. I pray that this podcast has made an impact on your life, and if so, I would ask that you would also share this with others about this podcast and about the NHR website. I hope to have you back next month when we release our 10th episode, and may God bless you, and may you find the Adacho in each and every day. You've been listening to the Adacho Podcast, which is a service of the Ministry of New Hope Rising, Inc. New Hope Rising, Inc. provides its services through their website, newhoperising.org, this podcast, their YouTube channel, and through the social media platforms of Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.